A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi Kirby.
Hi Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles, brought to you by Hum Nutrition. Okay, Kirby, I want to talk about one of my new favorite Hum Nutrition products that Matt actually turned me on to.
Ooh, the husband. Love it.
It's called Wingman, and it's a supplement that supports liver detox and aids in digestion. And then as a result, it helps reduce the appearance of dark circles under your eyes.
Okay, wait. So let's back it up. How does that actually work then?
All right. So it has milk thistle, dandelion root, and artichoke, all of which work to give your liver a good cleanse. Ooh. So the milk thistle has been shown to regenerate liver cells and support detox mechanisms.
Okay, so that makes sense. Because usually I'm like, nothing's going to get rid of your dark circles, but if you're detoxing your liver,
right,
I think that definitely
from like
counts.
The inside out.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So it sounds like it's something that might be great as well if you've been getting your drink on.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Awesome.
And that is the first time I actually used it. I'm a bit of a lightweight and I had a couple glasses of red wine.
And your liver was like, help me.
Yeah, like that.
Drowning.
And then so I woke up feeling awful. And then Matt was like, you should try these Wingman capsules that you got sent to you. Why haven't you tried them yet? So I took 2 capsules and then I swear like a couple hours later, I was feeling less groggy and gross.
Okay. So Hum, straight up, I need some of this.
Yeah. Because
we all
need some of this.
I am a lightweight too.
Yeah.
Like 2 drinks and I'm like 0 to 100, ready
right.
to go.
Exactly.
Like and doing Britney Spears choreography.
Yeah. Or like even if you just have like a big night out, you know, like you can take the 2 capsules before.
Yep.
You know, plan ahead.
So it's like a hangover detox.
100%.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So you said that it helps with dark circles. Have you personally experienced that?
No. So I have not personally seen those results. I don't really get a lot of like dark circles. It's not a big problem for me, but I have talked to other people who have taken Wingman specifically to get rid of their dark circles, and they said that it helps.
Okay. Yeah. I'm down with that. So if you guys want to learn more about Wingman or any other Hum Nutrition products, you can head over to humnutrition.com.
Kirby, what's going on in the beauty world?
Okay, so lots of drunk elephant news the past couple of weeks. Obviously, they sold to Shiseido, which we love and think is a great move. But I have to say, this has to be like a publicity ploy, like something that was definitely planted. Chris McMillan came out and said that he used drunk elephant detangling spray on Jennifer Aniston during the morning show.
Did he know that it was a top secret product?
I guarantee you he did, but they told him you are allowed to talk about it. I'm going to actually pull up Chris's post right now. So if you don't know, Chris McMillan is like Jennifer's number one hair guy.
The man behind the Rachel.
Yes, he's been doing her hair for years. And as we've talked about with Jennifer, she keeps her crew pretty close-knit and she sticks with people for a while. She doesn't interchange people a lot. Mm-hmm. So he wrote this caption. He says, "Congrats, Jennifer Aniston, on the morning show. This was such an honor to be a part of. The hair is Jen's natural curl and waves," which I didn't realize she had natural waves.
Yeah.
Which they look amazing.
Which is great. Yeah, like why she should wear more often.
Agreed.
Naturally.
It says, "I dried natural and touched up minimally with blow drying at the roots for direction and then touching up random pieces with a wave iron." He used both the Dyson hair dryer and GHD flat iron, probably, or curling iron. And then he said, "Products layered on, drunk elephant detangling spray, and then like several other products." And of course, people in the comments are like, wait, what do you mean detangling spray? Drunk elephant doesn't do hair. Well, sounds like they're getting into hair products.
Which I think is genius.
I think is smart. And I think honestly, it was a brilliant way to kind of disclose that there's a new product coming out. I mean, the fact that they got involved with him and then sent him the product and then he used it on Jennifer Aniston, that's a win-win. That totally is like a PR win. So
absolutely.
I'm curious, what does this mean? Does this mean they're launching with just one hair product? I would assume Drunk Elephant's going to have like
and
a whole line.
And do you think it's going to be more like, are they going to make a shampoo and conditioner? Are they going to do more like styling or treatment products, like, you know, a leave-in hair mask?
That's a great question. I feel like if they are anything like their, you know, skincare brand, they'll probably just come out with everything. You know, they'll want you to have the whole system to make sure your hair looks good from start to finish. So that, I found that to be very interesting news.
Yeah. Would you guys use Drunk Elephant hair care products? Tell us.
Yeah, let us know, because usually I don't like it when my brands mix and mingle.
Right.
Like I like to, it's like, I like separation on my plate. I want separation of my brands, but hey, I love Drunk Elephant skincare products, so maybe they learned a lot about hair recently and they're getting into it.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe they've always been planning it and they just needed a huge investment to pursue their hair dreams.
Yeah, they're like,
They are from Texas.
Yes, true. So they love hair.
Okay, so we have some sort of viral Twitter beauty news that one of our fabulous writers at Bustle, Shay Simmons, found.
Shay. Shay's been killing it.
Shay kills it. So a Sephora in Europe used color-coded baskets to determine, so employees could determine who wanted assistance and who didn't want assistance.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't this kind of genius?
This is so brilliant. And truth be told, I actually saw this on Facebook the beginning of this year. Uh-huh. And I reached out to Sephora to be like, can you verify this image?
Right.
Is it for real? Like, it looks like it's real, but, you know, with the internet, you never know.
Yes.
And Sephora's US PR team got back to me and they said that they actually couldn't speak on it because it's not a US thing.
Yeah.
So it's in Europe.
Yes. And if you guys haven't, we'll throw the Instagram photo on our Instagram so you guys can see.
Yep.
But it's basically, so it's two stacks of baskets. One is red and above the red baskets, it says, "I would like to be assisted." And then the other baskets are black and it said, "I would like to shop on my own."
Brilliant. Because you know what? When I go into Sephora, I don't want anybody bothering me unless I seek them out and say, "I need help finding something," or "Do you carry this brand in the store?"
Totally.
I think.
But then sometimes you do want assistance. Mm-hmm. If maybe you are trying to find like your right foundation shade in a certain brand, or, you know, you're dealing with some sort of skin issue. But then other times you're like, "I know what I want. Leave me alone."
The comments on this are so divided because obviously some people are like, every time I go into Sephora, I can't find anybody to help me.
Right.
And then other people are like, nobody leaves me alone when I'm in Sephora.
Right. So, and these poor Sephora employees, like they're just doing their job.
We're just trying to make a buck here. Okay.
Like, they love helping you.
Yeah. So I think this is brilliant. This is something they need to instate in the United States immediately. I think any store that has like retail employees that would require you to carry a basket around, they should just do this.
Totally.
They should just start doing this.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So smart. All right, now it's time for What's on Your Face?
Okay, Kirby, what's on your face right
now? Okay, guys, I am so excited about this. So Alpha H is a brand. It's been around forever. It launched, I think, 17, 18 years ago. This is a beauty buy that like you could literally only get if you bought from a British beauty site or got it when you traveled abroad, got it from a family member or friend that traveled abroad. It is a chemical exfoliant in the form of a toner, and it helps with the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It leaves your skin looking more youthful, firm, plump, and energized. And that's because it's 5% glycolic acid, okay? Ooh. So it is not playing around. I have seen it, but obviously was not able to get my hands on it. And so they came to the United States this year and they're sold in Sephora's. I had the pleasure of getting the entire line sent to me recently.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, I think it's been a combination of a few things. I think Glow Sweet Glow from Hum has been a huge godsend for my skin. I think the Kate Somerville Exfoliate Moisturizer.
Yep.
That thing, when I put it back in my routine, I'm like, damn, this is just so good. Why do I ever not use this?
Right.
And then I've been using Alpha H. Now, I want to just say, I don't use Alpha H the same day that I use Exfoliate.
Yeah,
it's just too much.
Too much glycolic. Too many acids.
And Sarah knows that one day we were recording an episode and someone commented on my makeup and I was like, thank you. But I felt like my makeup was like coming off of my face. It wasn't staying on because I had just exfoliated it to death.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Oh my gosh. My note, actually, I can't remember what I used in conjunction with the Exfoliate because I'm almost done with the jar. Mm-hmm. But my nose has been super dry lately, so I must have just like really exfoliated
gone to town.
It too much. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can go overboard with exfoliation. I think for me, I know when I go overboard if my face is just really ruddy and red.
Yeah.
So if you ever get to that point, you need to cut back on one of your exfoliants, maybe all of them for a few days.
Yeah.
But I love this stuff. If you have pores that are like very visible, if you have acne scarring, pigmentation, age spots, it will help minimize those. That's probably the thing I've been noticing the most. It helps with inflammation and redness too, which I appreciate. And so it works in a few ways. It's, you know, a toner to help balance your skin. It's an exfoliator, a serum, and a moisturizer all in one. I just have nothing but amazing things to say about it. It's $60, so it's definitely an investment, but like, you guys are paying that much, if not more, for different, you know, essences and toners in general, serums and stuff like that. So
I'm just laughing because I feel like we say that about every single thing we talk
about. I feel
like
we have to caveat it because we're like, well, people are going to be like, we love it when you write us and say, I'm going broke because I buy all the products you recommend. And I love that you guys listen to us, but also...
But if we are talking about it, it is because we believe that it actually works and it is an investment.
Totally. There are hundreds of products we don't mention ever,
right.
Period.
Right.
So I'm very happy. It's the Alpha H Liquid Gold Toner. It's awesome, guys. Good job, Alpha H.
Gotta get my hands on that.
And it's not brand new. Like, it's been around for decades. Okay. So that's why I trust it.
Cool.
Sarah... What's on your face?
Okay, so today I am wearing the new Glossier Pro Tip Eyeliner. I just got it in the mail yesterday and I did a little Instagram video. It's on our Instagram if you haven't seen it. Maybe we'll make like a highlight of like product, you know, our
I did.
Oh,
I
you did
for you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So we have highlights, guys. Go on our Instagram and you can see like events we've been at, stuff we're trying. Sarah's is up.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, so it is their first eyeliner. It is they're saying that it is the inkiest black eyeliner pigment. I don't know if I agree with that.
Ooh, interesting.
It's okay. Not like, I think it's black, but like you can see on my eyes, it's not like like we were saying Pat McGrath black or like a Kat Von D black. Like it's not like black, but it is still like, it is pretty black but it looks almost like a little bit more natural.
I was going to say, I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty dark.
Does it look pretty
but
dark?
But it looks natural.
But not like do you know what I'm talking about? Like Lady Gaga's new black eyeliner.
Which I love.
Yeah, which I love. For like even, you know, if I want to do a really glam, you know, cat eye. But this is more like it's a Glossier cat eye, you know?
Yeah, totally. I wonder if by inkiest they mean like most fluid.
Yes.
And maybe like the actual pen.
Yes.
It drags more like an ink.
Yes. So like, it is almost like a pen, like you're right. So what it's super easy to apply, which I love because I am not very good at cat eyes. Mm-hmm. And the actual tip is really fine and really flexible. Yep. So it's similar kind of like to their brow flick.
Okay. I was going to ask because I haven't tried brow flick, but when I tested it, yours earlier on my hand, the strokes that it makes are so fine.
It's like a calligraphy pen.
Yes, almost. And it doesn't skip, which I really like.
Yes, it's like almost like the Urban Decay brow little
my fave.
The flick. Yeah. It also stays on for 12 hours, which I tested yesterday. My eyes are super dry. It's really dry in LA right now, so I've been like putting eye drops every so often, and it still stayed put, which I was actually really impressed with.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to, keep wearing it and see like if it can last through, along with like eyeshadows and other makeup. But so far I approve.
Great.
Ooh, and it's made in France.
It looks really good. I mean, and I agree with you, like testing it out of my hand, it definitely isn't as opaque.
Yes.
So if you're really gunning for that deep, dark black, this probably isn't it for you.
Yeah, but like you can probably layer it to make it look a little bit more.
But then again, I'm looking at yours and yours looks like dark. Yeah. It doesn't look like,
this is probably a couple layers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still looks good.
Thanks. And it actually comes off pretty easy too. They recommend using their Milky Oil. I just used my favorite Mary Kay eye makeup remover.
Oh my God. Mary Kay makes great products, but you know what? They discontinued a favorite product.
Oh, the brow?
Yes.
Oh, that's so... Come on, Mary Kay.
Can somebody, Isabel. Anybody, Isabel, can you please talk to them? They made They made a clear brow gel that literally every single makeup artist in the universe used.
And recommends.
And recommended to everyone. And it's gone.
Yeah, that's silly.
Why, God? Why?
Their eye makeup remover is one of my favorites. It's oil-free.
Great.
I can't use an oil because of my eyelash extensions, and it's just great.
I saw that my friend Jade of JD Waity 180, she got a product that's like specifically for eyelash extensions. Mm-hmm. It's like called like Lash Wash.
Oh, I think I have used
it. And it's like
that.
A whole kit.
Yeah.
I was curious if you've ever tried it before because it looks like pretty awesome.
I've used some like other brand, maybe not that brand. Other brands have sent me products. I mean, it's great.
Whatevs.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that like I just have so many other products that don't have oil in it and still work.
Totally.
I think it's more about just like how you take your makeup off versus like what you're using. If it has oil, like don't use it, but like just being really gentle around your eyes.
I'm going to send you a video that came up on my Instagram TV last night. It was the number one video. I'm like, okay, clearly they want me to see this. Somebody cleaning somebody's eyelash extensions.
Oh, is it so gross?
It's so gross. Like nasty. They're getting in there and getting shit out. But like
they
had her at one point, like after they finally cleaned it, they were like getting a close up of the eye. Like, and literally looked like a vagina. And I was like, this is really weird.
Oh my God. That
like
is what
a slit of the eye open. Like it was really weird. I'm like,
that
is
one
like
thing that like Courtney, my lash girl, always, always compliments me on. She's always like, your lashes are always really clean. Cause like, obviously like you guys, even though like you don't want them to fall out, you need to like brush it out and clean them. This is close to your eyes. And
seriously.
Then you're like destroying your actual eyelash health. Anyways, we went on a tangent, but Glossier Pro Tip Eyeliner. Highly recommend. I think it's like $16.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad.
Come to the Glossier store in LA. Grab it.
Okay, we have a very exciting episode today because we have a superstar beauty founder. She makes one of my favorite products ever.
Same.
Her name is April Gargiulo.
Hi, ladies. I'm so happy to be here.
April Gargiulo is the founder of Vintner's Daughter, the cult favorite brand beloved by skincare fanatics, from celebs and beauty editors to clean beauty devotees and face oil enthusiasts. When April became pregnant with her first daughter, she tried to find a skincare product she could use that was free from chemicals and murky ingredients, and she couldn't find any. April had spent years working on her family's wine business, learning the importance of quality formulation and ingredient sourcing. So using the same practices she learned on the vineyards, April decided to take a stab at creating her own beauty solution. The result? The Active Botanical Serum, a holy grail skincare product made with whole botanicals packed with nutrients that could replace your entire skincare routine while delivering dramatic results. Since then, she's also created the Active Treatment Essence, which has also garnered a massive fan base. So we are thrilled to have April Seattle on the podcast today.
Yay, April! And also, April has an amazing personality, a great sense of humor.
So and glowing skin.
We were just telling her before we went live, we were looking and I'm like, April, you're a walking billboard for, like, both products.
Because you guys are way too high.
Her skin truly looks airbrushed. So, like, the
and she's a mom, and she said she got no sleep last night.
Yeah, she's like, oh, but I am wearing mascara. I'm like, lady, let me tell you, you look fabulous. It's
very sweet of you both. Thank you.
Truly stunning. So, thank you for coming on our show.
So happy to be here.
Okay, so it's interview time, but of course, it's never like an interview here. It's just girl chat. So, let's talk about the Active Botanical Serum. What's in it? How did you make this? You know, pride and joy, and one
my
of the questions.
My pride and joy.
I feel like we're like, it's our child, but it's actually not. It's your child,
that's
essentially.
My baby, exactly.
And I'm curious. It's an investment, a beauty investment. Why are good serums and good oil serums a higher price point, do you think?
So we just threw a lot of questions at
you.
Yeah,
we did.
I know. I was like, okay, where? How do I start? How do I unpack this? I'm going to start from how it came about in the world. And then if I forget to come back to that last question, will you remind me? Okay, good. Great. Okay. So I don't come from the world of beauty, right? I come from Napa Valley, from a world that's very focused on quality and craftsmanship. And it's a world that I have an incredible amount of respect for. I was also somebody who struggled with my skin all my life. I had cystic acne and discoloration. And then, you know, just the stuff that comes along as you get older. And I was like you guys, I was a total beauty junkie. I was trying everything and all these, you know, quote unquote luxury products. And I was pregnant with my first daughter and started looking at the ingredients of these products I was using, and which, you know, I think is a pretty familiar refrain for first time moms.
Yep.
And I was just shocked to realize that the products were, you know, again, these were these supposedly luxury products that were 0.01% active ingredient. The rest was filler, really low quality filler.
Yep.
And was also many times toxic.
Yeah.
And so coming from where I was coming, from Napa Valley, where practically every grain of dirt is, you know, is looked at for quality, that didn't feel right to me. Luxury from where the world I was coming from was this maybe this old world idea of luxury, starting with the finest ingredients and honoring those ingredients through very meticulous, very quality-focused formulation practices. And so that's what I wanted to bring to skincare. I wanted to create a skincare company and a skincare product that was built on the same philosophical foundations as fine winemaking, of quality and craftsmanship and ultimately performance. And I also did not think that you needed to have 7, 8, 9, 10 different products. When Active Botanical Serum launched, it was at the height of this Korean skincare 25-step craziness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, being a first-time mom, I was like, oh my gosh, who has time for that? And so I wanted as much performance as possible and as few of products as possible. So Active Botanical Serum came out in 2015, and we waited 5 years to release Active Treatment Essence.
Yep.
And then, you know, the way that we make these products is very different too. Serum takes 21 days to make. Essence takes 35 days to make. Most skincare, and by most, probably every skincare that we all, other skincare items we have in our vanities, is made in 6 or less hours.
Wow.
Yes.
I love it when you spill tea like this.
Yeah.
This makes me very happy.
Well, it just gives a sense of how completely different Vintner's Daughter is. When I first went to, well, it took 2 years to formulate Active Botanical Serum. And when I first started going to labs to ask them to make Active Botanical Serum, they looked at me and thought I was crazy. And remember, I was coming from Napa Valley, so it takes 3 years to make a bottle of wine.
Yep.
So for me, I thought, we're going to make the best skincare in the world, and it's only going to take 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, I'm genius. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
And they, you know, didn't see the vision.
Did you have to go to a lot of different labs?
Many labs. Oh,
like
many
people
labs.
Just turned you down.
Oh, they would
like,
tell me.
You're crazy.
No, and they would say, no, that's not the way it's done. You use this extract, you use this powder, it's cheaper, it's faster, it's better. And, you know, it's one of those things that at the time you're down about it, right? It feels discouraging. And I remember so many points in time where I was kind of thinking, okay, maybe they do know better. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have any business in the skincare world. And of course, you know, today I think back and I'm like, oh, I'm so happy I never compromised. I'm so happy that I really stuck to my guns. But there were moments like that all the way. I mean, even now it seems like this kind of smart marketing thing to only have one product, but by no means was having just one product easy. No one took us seriously. retailers wouldn't pick us up because they didn't know where to put us on a shelf. They would fall in love with Active Botanical Serum, and then they'd say, oh, just call me back when you've got another product. And I would say, well, I might not have another product. Like, that's not...
Wow. Yeah. That's insane to me. Like, because there's so much that goes into it. It's like, okay, why don't you see a specific product or a specific brand in store? Oh, well, there's only one of them, so they don't know where to put it in the store. Like, that's insane to me.
Totally.
There was no benchmark. I mean, there was nobody that I could look up to. No one has ever had just one single product for longer than 6 months, maybe.
Sarah, tell me if you agree. I think I know your answer on this, but I personally appreciate the fact that you launched with one product, especially because we get sent so many A, new products, and B, new brands that they have like 27 SKUs. I'm like, how am I supposed to incorporate this into my current routine without, you know, messing up my skin? And I feel like it's almost harder for those brands to like push through the beauty field in a way.
Totally.
And get noticed.
But I will say, like, you obviously were the first to do that.
Yep.
And now more recently, you're starting to see so many independent beauty brands that are just launching one or two, which, like, to Kirby's point, is the best way to break through in this super saturated industry. Sorry,
Ollie.
He never choose that freaking toy.
Ollie found a toy he hasn't seen in 25 years.
Anyways, and so now all of these people are totally following suit, which is great. Like, and you are the prime. Like, you were the person that they looked up to.
Well, that's awesome.
And I am flattered by that. There's so much about skincare that is driven by marketing. And so in these cases, I think, again, it's no different. It's just they're driven by a different level of marketing. And so for us, it was very true. It wasn't driven by marketing. It was driven by this idea of like, this is how we believe you service skin the best, mm-hmm. by fewer but better products.
Yeah.
And so it goes back to this idea that we talked about. If you've got this, you have this drawer, we all have these drawers filled of like 25, you know, to $55 products, right?
Yeah.
That you use once or twice, you never see again. But what if you had two products that every time you use them, you knew they were going to deliver everything your skin needed to be its most healthy, its most balanced, its most radiant.
And you don't have to worry about like, okay, I'm using this product and this product. Do the ingredients complement each other? Is it like going to destabilize the other one?
No,
like,
I mean, these are the most ideal ratios of everything. I mean, so often we're in the bathroom kind of just reacting to our skin.
Totally.
But the reality is that the damage is already done, right? Like, so you're just sort of reacting. Whereas if you feed your skin well every single day, just like our bodies, right? If you mm-hmm. feed your body well every single day, it's going to be more resilient. It's going to be stronger. It's going to be healthier. That's what we look at when we're thinking about our products. We're thinking about how to feed the skin at a very deep foundational level. It's why we begin with whole plants. It's why we spend 21 days extracting their full spectrum of nutrition. It's like comparing giving your body a meal replacement bar,
right?
That's kind of filled with synthetic ingredients versus a beautifully prepared plate of food made from organic ingredients in the height of season.
So there are 22 active botanicals?
In serum, there are 22. In essence, there are 35.
How did you come up with those numbers and how you were like, okay, I'm good at 22, I'm good at 35?
Well, I mean, we didn't, it wasn't that we finished the formula
and then
we counted.
Okay.
It wasn't that we were like, we need to have 22 or 35, because the reality, if that's what we were hanging our hats on, then someone could change, you know, someone could be, you know, 10 second abs.
Totally.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is.
The 10 second abs of your skincare routine.
You know, right. So it was just happened to be that those were that group of botanicals is what serviced the skin the best.
I'm curious, is there a specific botanical that is your favorite?
Ooh, oh, that's a good question.
Great question.
You know, it's really that we call it our 21 day phytoradiance infusion. It's really when you begin with these whole plants. I think there are three plants that are in both serum and essence, and those are alfalfa, dandelion, and nettle.
Mm.
They are plants that in ancient times, the three of them together, they were called the foods of life because they actually fed you everything you needed. And so that's where we start with both essence and serum. And so maybe if I had to pick, that would be it. But it's really the process. It's taking them through that very gentle, temperature-controlled process to extract all of their nutrition.
That's awesome.
So obviously, you know, this product really put you on the map. It's amassed a huge following. I'm talking about the Active Botanical Serum.
Of course.
It's reached cult status. When did you realize that you had like a hit successful product in your hands? Like when we were that's crap.
I mean, I think there's like, you know, moments, right? But it's fun to be at a dinner party and tell somebody and they ask you sort of, what do you do? And their eyes light up and they're like, oh my gosh, it's changed my life. It's changed my skin. I mean, there's moments when I think, you know, my family has a winery in Napa Valley. And I think there's moments when my parents realized that it was an actual business, when people were coming to the winery for Vintner's Daughter, not for, you know, not for Gargiulo Vineyards, the wine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, moments along the way.
Yeah. And when I first had the chance to hang out with you and talk to you, you mentioned, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow was a big fan early on.
Oh, certainly. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow mentioning us, Tracee Ellis Ross mentioning us. Brené Brown mentioning us.
Brené.
Right? I mean, are you kidding? I almost passed out.
Have you ever met her?
No, I've never met her. But
I hope
you should hand deliver the next serum in Essence.
Are you kidding me? With like some Topo Chico. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? That's her favorite. I'm like, can we just sit here and hang out and drink Topo Chico on the stoop?
Oh my gosh.
I know. Oh my God.
That sounds great.
I know, doesn't it?
I would just watch a show with you guys.
Yeah.
Talking it up. That'd be great.
Taking over the world.
I'd really just want her to talk. So.
Yeah.
I mean.
You listen.
Right, exactly.
She speaks the gospel. I mean, she's amazing. Yeah. But that, I mean, you can't get better people to say they love your product. I mean.
Yeah. And these people, I mean, Gwyneth, Tracee Ellis Ross, probably Brené Brown too, have tried everything.
Yeah. You know, Tracy.
And you're not paying them to talk about this, you know?
No, we've grown, what I always say is girlfriend to girlfriend, G to G. Like we've never paid for any marketing whatsoever. And so it's all based off the strength of our product and the experience that people are having with our product. And they're telling their friends and they're telling their mothers and they're telling their sisters and their coworkers. They're getting stopped on the street to ask, what are you using on your skin? And, you know, certainly we've been really lucky everyone's got a platform through social media and Instagram especially.
Mm-hmm. So our next question, you actually kind of hit the answer. There are so many different facial oils out there.
Mm-hmm. Especially now, after you came out with
yours.
No, there's facial oils before. I mean, there's been facial oils since ancient times.
Well, yes, totally. But like...
I know what you're saying. Like, I feel like people try to capitalize off of the success.
Absolutely.
Of it, right? But, you know, I'm curious. There are so many facial oils on the market. You know, they've been around forever. I'm curious, if somebody is shopping for a facial oil, are there any red flags, maybe on the package or on the label, ingredient-wise, that they should kind of be thinking twice about?
There isn't. It's really hard.
Okay.
I mean, I always say that's why you really need to have a retailer that you trust or a brand that you really trust, because quality matters. You can have, I mean, I always take the example of a tomato. You can have a tomato that is on a, you know, Subway sandwich, and you can have a tomato that you buy at the farmer's market in the height of season, right?
Yep.
They're both spelled the same on the back of a label or on the back of an ingredient list, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you don't have any idea about the qualitative differences between the two.
Okay. I was curious, like,
that's a really good point.
Because I feel like I always am the one that goes and picks up our product and turns it around immediately to see what's in it and see like what the first ingredient is. And I was curious if there was something like with facial oil specifically, like if you notice that the first ingredient is mostly this, it's probably not that potent.
But if they're following kind of the rules of how you are supposed to label your ingredients, mm-hmm. and the United States is a little bit of a wild, wild west, but if they're, we're sold in Europe, so we're held to kind of much higher standards. There are still certain aspects of the way that we formulate our product that don't appear on an ingredient label. Like, they won't let me write whole alfalfa. They won't.
And so, why?
Because no one does it, so they don't have a system of nomenclature for it.
I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, they don't even have a strategy for keeping everybody accountable in the first place. So why in God's name won't they just let you write what's actually in the product? That is mind-blowing.
Totally.
Right.
But you can write it on the website and you can
talk about
it. I can
write it on the website. I can write it in sort of the descriptive area of the packaging.
But ingredients, no.
But the ingredient label, it just says, I think they actually make us write alfalfa extract on it, which is not what it is. It's like actually whole alfalfa plants. It's whole calendula flowers. It's whole dandelion leaves. They just don't have a system of nomenclature for that because they haven't ever had to.
Oh my God, I want to just like restructure the FDA
Well, no, it's not the FDA. Europe too.
Oh, it's Europe as well.
That's Europe. Yeah, that's Europe too. And
wow.
So it's as a consumer, I just think it's really, really hard. And so you really have to dig. You have to, like I said, you have to find a retailer that you really trust or a brand that you really, really trust.
Is there a retailer that you prefer or trust when it comes to picking up, you know, other products?
So we have about 110 retailers around the world. So I won't play favorites here, but
yeah, totally.
There are, absolutely. I mean, I think we're in an incredible era of clean and green and ethical beauty, mm-hmm. and it's becoming more transparent every day.
So I think that there are a lot of different ways that people like to use your product, but can we talk about like the correct way to apply the essence and the active botanical serum?
Yes. Okay. So onto clean, dry skin, you will apply about a quarter size amount, which is about a third of the dropper of essence, into the palm of your hand. You will quickly rub your hands together and pat and press and pat into your face. You can put it under your eyes. Essence is genius under your eyes, because where do you want firming and yes. hydration and brightening the most?
Yes.
Under your eyes.
And how do you apply it under
your
eyes?
Okay, I just kind of tap it.
Tap it,
you
with
know?
Like a finger?
Just tap it, yeah,
okay.
with a finger.
Ring finger.
Cool. I don't ever put it on a cotton pad or anything, because I think it just wastes.
Totally.
I know what goes into every drop of that, and wasting any on a cotton pad just like hurts my heart.
Yeah.
And so while your skin is still damp, you apply 5 to 6 drops of active botanical serum in the palm of your hand, rub your hands together, and again, push and press into your face, under your eyes, your neck, and your chest.
Okay.
Okay.
I love that. I'm going to
start... For like 30 or so seconds.
I'm going to start using the essence under my eyes. I didn't realize that.
Me too.
That's like
So here's the thing to do that's really fun is you put a couple drops just on the back of your hand.
Uh-huh.
And when, so 2 drops of essence on the back of your hand, kind of rub it in, and immediately you feel kind of this cool sensation, and that's the fermentation component. It's the same thing that makes it smell kind of tangy, like kombucha.
Which, by the way, I love the smell.
I love the smell too. It's to me, I know what... I know what it is signifying,
yeah.
right? I know the process by which we get there.
Yep.
And it's very hard. It's very difficult. It took us 2.5 years to develop this product. And I also know how incredible it is for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I smell it and I just think, oh, this is
I enjoy
so
it.
Good.
Yeah,
I
it's really it. Not, I mean, I'm just...
No, it's...
smelling it again, just to refresh. But
yeah.
It's really not like super pungent
no,
or anything.
And it goes away in a minute.
Yeah.
At all. No, and it's by the way, it's so good for your skin. So you put a couple drops in the back of your hand. It feels cool. That's that fermentation component driving the actives, the hydration into your skin. And then when it dries, a hydration matrix has formed. And what that hydration matrix is doing is it's maintaining the hydration in your skin. It's with humectants, it's drawing additional hydration from the air. And then so what it feels like after it dries is soft, kind of cushiony. But then when you compare it to your other hand, it's like this kind of illuminated, blurred kind of redness and discoloration goes away. It's extraordinary what it does when you can put it like
yeah.
side by side.
Ooh, I love, we should do that on Instagram.
Totally.
I'd love to see that.
I feel like I want to put it on my hands too.
I want to put it like
everywhere.
I know. I mean, truly, everyone always asks, what's the next product? And I always think like, if I can figure out how to put essence in, you know, without it costing $5,000, then that's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
So some people who maybe want to use the serum with other products they're using, let's say, because it's
of
you
course.
Know, winter or
yes.
it's dry, however.
You would put moisturizer on at the end.
Yes. Okay. So you because of it's so active, you want that to be as close to your skin as possible.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's...
Because unlike other facial oils.
It's a very... Exactly. Unlike other facial oils, it was formulated to have a very small particle size,
okay.
which means that it penetrates the skin faster. It also has was formulated to have naturally occurring compounds that temporarily break up the surface tension of your skin
okay.
that also allow it to dive deeper into the skin. So you don't want to compound it with anything. You don't want to mix it with anything. You want essence to have its distinct step. You want serum to have its distinct step.
Great.
And then moisturizer. They also both work really well with retinols too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you would put the retinol...
At the end.
At the end.
Awesome.
Okay.
Loving all these tips. Okay. So you have you have 2 products.
Yes.
How do you sustain...
I doubled in size.
Yeah. Exactly. So then, like, talk to us about how you sustain your company with just 2 products. Because like we said, like, people are like, why don't you have 58 SKUs?
And
or
I'm sure
whatever.
Also your customers are like, April, can you make a lip balm? April, can you make a cream or
an
whatever?
An eye cream or,
yeah.
you know.
We have incredible customers and they have incredible ideas. And yeah, what they want, we asked people on Instagram the other day and it was body, SPF, cleanser and a cream.
Wait, I would tops. Die for body and for an SPF.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That was sort of what everybody wanted. So that was interesting. You know, again, for it to
I'll
wear.
I'll take a cleanser. I'll take it all.
Same. Go for it.
Somebody, one person wrote, I wouldn't kick a cleanser out of bed.
Yeah. Same. I'm the same wavelength.
Let's put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's amazing. That is amazing. But it is, you know, for us, it's an interesting challenge, right? To be in a world that is driven by new, right? It's all driven by new. You're whatever the old quote is, you're only as good as your last hit. Kind
totally.
Of thing, right? And so we're really bucking that and really going our own way. And for us, if it wears a vintner's daughter label, it has to be game changing. It has to be category defining. It has to offer transformational results to our customers. And that's a really high bar. And it's a high standard that we are committed to live up to.
So, and can we talk a little bit about why you haven't taken on any investors?
For that exact reason. I mean, if we had investors, we would be measured out, like the standards we'd be measured against would be measured against revenue.
Totally.
Versus game-changing product.
Totally.
Right? It's like we're skin over revenue. And that doesn't mean that we don't need to be a profitable company. We do, because I want to pay our employees well. I want to have great benefits. I want to like continue to grow our charity contributions. But at the same time, you know, I want to create a heritage skincare company, a company that like you use, mm-hmm. your mother uses, your daughters use, that because we're creating products that are timeless, that always service the skin.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the charitable portion?
Sure.
Yeah,
we give please. From day one, and you know, gratefully it has grown every year. From day one, we've always given 2% of top line revenue to charities benefiting women and children.
Wow.
That's really, really cool.
So we've done some really incredible things. We've built several homes. We've built wells. We're participating with Every Mother Counts for Giving Tuesday, and we're going to match up to $25,000. When is this? December 3rd, I think.
Yep.
And, you know, we are working with incredible charities and doing incredible work, and we get to, you know, luckily get to do more every year.
That's fabulous, April. We love that. I have to ask this. It's not on the list.
Yeah, no.
But it's going to be Sophie's choice. Which product?
I knew that's what you were going to ask.
Ooh.
You know?
I know. You got to pick one, girl.
I don't know.
Can I pick? For myself?
Yes, please. Yes. Please.
Well, I literally can't live without the Active Botanical Serum. When my skin starts to freak out and I like haven't used it in like a couple weeks or something, I just put this on and I go to sleep and I wake up and my skin is cleared. I don't know. I mean, I know
you
obviously
know.
What's going on, but like, I'm always like, how? How does this work?
It's and just relieving that it actually delivers on
yes.
what it's going to do.
Yes.
That's the relief.
Right.
Well, the reason why we complement each other is because I would pick the Essence.
Yeah.
The Essence is my go-to. It's the one thing I think is consistent in my routine every single morning. So
there's nothing like it. I mean, you guys are, by the way, you are my yin and yang right now. Like both of you are on my like, you know, on my shoulders, because I'm sitting here, every time I'll pick the Essence and I'll be like, oh no, but serum. And then, you know, I can't choose. It's like choosing between your children. I literally can't.
Yeah,
totally.
Right. Okay. Fair.
But Essence, I think, is that product that I never knew I needed, and now I cannot live without it. You just don't understand what a driver of performance deep hydration is. You always think, we're always taught to think about moisture, I think, and informing that and kind of creating that occlusive layer over the skin, which is what serum does, and it does it beautifully, and it's an important part. But if there's nothing, if there's no hydration to hold in, then it can't really even do as much as it could do, right? And so hydration is just this huge driver of skin health that I don't think that I considered as fully even, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up, because I think a lot of people use hydration and moisturization
yes.
interchangeably,
and
they're not the same.
It is different.
Mm-hmm. And when you're truly hydrated, you notice the difference.
Yes.
Like it's like a whole different,
absolutely.
A different ball game.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up.
So hydration, just simply, hydration is water and moisture is oil, right? And creams are an emulsion of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when you split them apart and have a hydration step and have a moisture step, you actually can have deeper and more powerful performance from each step.
Sold.
I mean, I love that you're just schooling everybody over here.
Yeah.
Telling everybody what's what.
Also, like, it's two products, and It couldn't get easier than that. Like, why are... If you're looking for a very, you know...
Simple yet powerful.
Yes. If you're a mom, if you're... Or any of us, like, just travel. Busy. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, so obviously it took you, what, 5 years to follow up with a with an essence. What can we expect from Mittner's Daughter in the future? How long are we going to have to wait for something else?
I am not actively working on anything right now. That doesn't mean we won't ever have another product. Like I said, I mean, I would love to figure out body. I would love to figure out a cleanser. Like, how do you make a game-changing cleanser? That's a challenge.
That's so hard.
Right.
I've been actually seeing a lot of new cleansers coming out, which I think it's so surprising to me, you know, because I feel like people don't want to invest in cleansers. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, I'm just trying to wash my face. Like,
I think body, people feel the same way about body, that there's totally sort of a cap. Yeah. And for me, I think, oh my gosh, and maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I want to treat my body the same way I do my face.
Oh, same. We were talking about this in the last episode, how much we love Necessaire. And I love the Augustinus Spotter body cream that just launched, because I feel like I'm taking my face regimen like down to the areas that have been neglected,
especially,
you know, in my 20s.
Like, if you are like investing in your face, like, shouldn't you be investing in the rest of your body as well?
Every esthetician, dermatologist, skincare expert I've ever spoken to is like, bring it down to your nipples. Yes. Like, bring it all the way down to your nipples.
Your face starts at your nipples. Yeah, that's the famous, you know, Joanna Czech quote.
Yeah. Yes. Joanna, we love her. Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's absolutely fabulous.
So you're just, you know... What are you doing?
What's
then?
The process?
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of understanding. I don't look what else is in the market. Mm-hmm. I think about what I want and what would benefit me. Really, not to sound selfish, but I don't. I want to just follow the same kind of truth and the same motivations that created these other two products and create products that, again, like, just offer extraordinarily high performance to our customers,
which is just so refreshing. And like, hallelujah. I just love it so much because like Kirby said, we just get pitched and sent so many products, so many, you know, and everyone's trying to just cash in on this, like, you know, what is it? $500 billion industry.
Right.
And it's like, why? And Kirby always says this, but it's like, if anyone ever asks for advice, we're just like, just don't do it. Don't launch another, you know, beauty brand.
As a consultant, you know, I get asked all the time and I'm like, just don't do it. Like, literally, unless you think you're servicing an area that doesn't, like there's actual void.
Innovation behind it. But yeah, I have so much respect for what you do and, you know, just putting out like the best products. And thank you for changing my skin.
Oh my
every penny.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Well, thank you I'm so happy to get to be here. As soon as I found out that you guys were doing this, it's all I wanted to do was like, oh my gosh, I want to go do that. I want to go hang out with those two.
And honestly, like, when you were talking earlier about just like on a personal level, going and talking to labs and then being like, well, that's not how it's done. Like, you have to do it this way or this way. It's really inspiring to hear you, who is successful and has a brand that people love and care about, say, but I didn't want to do it like that. I didn't want to do it the way everybody else was doing it. So I feel like that's just great life advice. If you're really passionate about something and you feel like it should be done a certain way, don't go with the status quo. Like, there's a reason why you're supposed to branch out.
Don't compromise your vision to fit into somebody else's idea of who you should be, right?
Right.
But I think that also takes an incredible amount of discipline.
Totally.
Correct.
Okay, April, where can our listeners find you and Vintner's Daughter?
Vintner'sDaughter.com. We have incredible stockists around the world, like I said. And right now, I think, well, always at Vintner'sDaughter.com. If you order serum, then we include an essence sample and vice versa.
Oh, cool.
So you learn that you can't live without both.
Exactly. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you would like to find us, we are at gloss_Angeles on Instagram, glossangelespod on Twitter. And then we have our amazing Facebook group. You guys are killing it in this group. A little smile comes to my face every morning when I wake up and see people are actively posting and responding to each other. So we post exclusive content to the Facebook group that we don't post on our Instagram. So join the group if you have any beauty questions, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.